Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And back with us this week is Auntie Mama. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
I'm doing great.
All right. So there was two important things I wanted to talk about, and I forgot the second one just that quick. But I know the first one. I get it. I'm gonna remember it. But the first one was one of them was. Because it actually pertains to the same thing. The 49ers traded Trey Lance to the Cowboys. And there's two major things I want to talk about. We're going to get to the Cowboys side of it afterwards. Because I feel like this is something people are ignoring. But I just think it's a problem that nobody in the 49ers organization is going to be held accountable for trading away like three first round picks just to get a fourth round pick back at the end of it.
Yeah.
Like, how does their head coach not have pay for that? How does their GM not pay for that? Like, somebody needs to be in trouble. You basically traded away three first round picks for a fourth round pick. You got nothing. And then there were multiple quarterbacks that you could have drafted over Trey Lance, and you still chose Trey Lance, and now he's not even on your team. And it's not because he kept getting injured; it's because he just wasn't good enough.
Well, I disagree with that. He wasn't good enough because this is what I fought the 49ers for. They didn't develop him the right way. You can't bring a player in and then just expect that he's just going to be amazing when he only played 17 games in college.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He only played 17 games in college.
So maybe he should have stayed another year in college, but also you had him sitting behind Jimmy G, the guy you were saying, oh, this is our guy.
Yeah.
So now in his head, he's the backup. Y'all don't even really care about him, even though you just drafted me. What they drafted me at, my number two or three?
Three.
So yeah, that trade right there, like, that is one of the worst trades in NFL history. Like, I don't understand how this could go down like this and nobody gets in trouble for it.
Yeah, that's my problem with them not developing them. Like, y'all didn't even if I heard James Jones say on one show, he was saying that basically. And whatever, what all you gave up, you at least supposed to put him as the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You can have three quarterbacks on the roster. Like, I don't understand why trade him.
I thought you were supposed to have three quarterbacks on the roster.
No, you can go with two, but. Like,
but that's when you know you got
three.
A solid. That's when you know you got a solid, solid guy.
But that's the thing, though. They don't even know if they have a solid number one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why not keep the guy you drafted at number three?
Yeah.
Why, like, you kept Sam Darnold, too. Like, all three of those guys, three good guys, at some point during the season, you can say, hey, let's see what we got, because this other guy ain't working out. If Brock Purdy does turn out to be a good quarterback, then, I mean, you chose the right one. But at the end of the day, like, at this point in time, it just made no sense to me for them to trade Trey Lance away.
Yeah, me either.
Well, I appreciate it.
I think, and this is the thing too. I think that's being dismissed. It wasn't like the 49ers was just like they taking anything, trying to force him away. Cowboys did contact them about getting Trey.
But the only thing they had to say was no.
Yeah, but I'm saying y'all gave the best offer out of everybody.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm saying that's a good thing.
It has nothing to do with the Cowboys though. It has everything to do with the 49ers front office.
Yeah. Also, if anybody's going to be held accountable, it should be the coach, because that's the only reason they did that, the GM did the trade, because
but the GM has the power to say no.
Yeah,
because GM is the coach's boss.
But that's like if I say, boy, it's a sure hand, it's a sure thing with him, and you keep on building him up to me, and eventually I'm like, well, let's make this deal. You You done said 100 times that he's gonna be the face. You could train him to be where he need to be.
Excuse me. I mean, I wouldn't say that Kyle Shanahan, I wouldn't say he doesn't deserve to he probably should get punished for this too, because it's not the first time I've been critical of I just said his name.
Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, this is not the first time I've been critical of Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
So, I'm just trying to wrap this whole situation around my head, because, it makes no sense, and it doesn't seem like many people really want to talk about it. I understand, after a trade like that, and he gets traded to the Cowboys, and there's been a lot of talk about Dak this offseason, so that's what you really want to talk about, but the fact that nobody wants to really talk about that they traded 3 first round picks away only to get a 4th round pick back.
Yeah.
Is crazy to me.
3 first rounds and a third round.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, when it comes to that, he really coached him. So my thing, they getting a quarterback so they can have an offensive line coach when Dak can't play no more. Because he coached him. He called the plays. I watched the game. I watched it. He called the plays. So, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, is they going to put him on the front line? Or is they going to put Dak on the front line? Dak's going to stay on the sideline.
Dak is
going to
be their starter this year. I'm not sure if this is like Jerry Jones saying, hey, Dak, get it together, or you're going to lose your job.
You know that's what it is. You know what?
Or this is just a security blanket just in case something happens.
We're talking about Jerry Jones.
I mean, you're probably right.
Jerry Jones.
But
he tell him that, get your shit together.
What I will say about the situation that I don't like is I don't like that he didn't even tell Dak. I understand he doesn't have to, because he don't. If I'm the owner, you ain't going to tell me I got to do anything. But out of respect for my starting quarterback, bruh, you ain't cutting it right now. So I'm like, I'm just to give you a heads up so you won't be blindsided by anything. If you don't get yourself together, this is us preparing for the future.
I would agree with that if you was trading for somebody like Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, you would, because
trading for Aaron Rodgers is not preparing for the future. That's saying, oh no, you getting up out of here. We putting this guy in right now.
I would. For both of y'all. So, I want to call the boy Lance Johnson. Trey Lance. So if Trey Lance would have went to the Panthers, would it have been a big situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that still wouldn't make sense.
Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have traded Trey Lance. That's what I'm saying.
See, okay.
But
it ain't like, yeah, okay, now I hear you now, because you said it ain't about the Cowboys.
I mean, but from the Dak perspective and the Cowboys perspective,
I'm telling y'all.
I mean, that is a sign that something is going on. Because, you don't just make a trade for,
Cooper Rush was a hell of a backup quarterback. And I can't take that from him.
Not the thing, though. Because Cooper Rush was never going to be in talks to take over Dak's job. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance, it's still a possibility that he could. It's possible. Like you said, his issue right now is development.
Yeah.
If they could develop him,
yeah,
and to a guy that could learn how to play or learn to be the starting quarterback, if Dak don't cut it out, then Dak could potentially lose his job to Trey Lance. Now, from Dak's defense, I'd have an issue with that. But at the same time, like I said, Jerry Jones, do what you got to do to protect your franchise.
They wouldn't even let Dak play, period. They wouldn't let him go. You know how they let some starting quarterbacks get out there in preseason and throw at least one ball.
I'm not talking about preseason. I'm talking about regular season.
No, that's what I'm telling you. They wouldn't even let Dak get out there and play, period. Dak hadn't played no preseason games since 2019. 18 or 19. So, they ain't doing shit with Dak. They're not taking Dak away. They're not taking him away.
Jerry Jones likes Dak. If he has another bad season like he did last year.
He didn't have a bad season. Why do you keep saying he had a bad season?
Well, compared to his other seasons, that was bad.
Why was it bad? We went to the playoffs.
He had the most interceptions.
He missed 5 games and still ended up with the most interceptions in the league.
But I just came to a thing I think what I think it is. maybe Cooper Rush is about to be the new offensive coordinator. Because, you know, that's what they do. They did to get that to Kellen Moore. He was
the backup coordinator.
Huh?
First of all, I think they already said Mike McCarthy calling plays this year.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm still saying
that's my Cooper call, Rush. Okay.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush might still be the offensive coordinator.
Good at calling plays.
Because who they got an offensive coordinator right now?
Mike McCarthy. I mean, I'm assuming.
No, Mike McCarthy.
I don't think they have somebody in that position. Like, so, I think is taking on the job of both the head coach and I can look it up real quick. But I think he's taking on the job of head coach and offensive coordinator.
Because I'm just thinking about how they did Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore was the backup was like the third string quarterback for about 2-3 years, and then all of a sudden he was the assistant coach.
I think they're going down that same route with him.
They really like Cooper. No, they keep.
I mean, just because they can like the guy, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to become a coach. Like, you can be a guy that I like, but that doesn't necessarily mean you know how to be a coach.
If it wasn't for that's happened multiple times throughout the Cowboys franchise. They do promote within.
Somebody else.
Personally, I wouldn't bet on him becoming the.
It was somebody else that played backup quarterback for a couple of years, and he ended up
being a coach too.
Yeah.
They do have an offensive coordinator. Actually, his name is Brian Schottenheimer.
He's not gonna work because they called that whole game.
No. Mike McCarthy is calling plays this year. I think he's just the coach. That's it. Like, he's the guy that they have at offensive coordinator. He's going to do everything that an offensive coordinator does except calling plays. Yeah. So.
Well, that's mainly I keep telling y'all, he called his own plays. Now, y'all don't believe me now.
I don't believe that.
He do now. I'm telling you.
If he did, then they would throw the ball more.
He do now. He called his own plays now.
And
I'm telling you.
Looking at Dak's stats last year, this is not good for a starting quarterback. 2,860 yards. 23 touchdowns. 23 touchdowns is okay, but that's nothing amazing. 15 interceptions. And if you also count how many games he missed, 15 interceptions is a lot. Imagine if he played the whole season.
Then he had 3 interceptions in the playoffs.
Was it 3 or 4?
It was 3 in the 49ers game.
I don't even care about his play in the playoffs because offensive play call that they call on the very last play, all of that goes back to coaching. I don't know who thought that was a good idea, what made them think they was going to win the game off of that, but that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would at least put a line out there.
That was worse than the butt fumble.
No. I would not let you give the butt fumble out. I would let you play that one out. I won't let you put the butt fumble out. Because that was terrible. You fumbled off your own player.
Yeah. But still, that was just horrible play calling last year. But, we're just going to have to see how this plays out with Dallas. Because it all depends on how good Dak plays.
Yeah. I just think that. This is why I said let me go back to the point.
But see, really, Jerry's smart, though. Because if Dak get hurt, then he can stay on the sideline and coach his young boy to win some games like he been doing now.
And then he going to take his job.
But then, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, okay, what's name is on a rookie deal? It's on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. So next year he goes on they can basically keep him up to 2026.
They can franchise tag him.
Yeah.
And also they can give him his 5th-year option.
Yeah. So, but I feel like this is why I say I don't think that it was a problem. He shouldn't have Jerry shouldn't have to say nothing to Dak about him trading for them. Because it wasn't like he was going to come in and take Dak's job just right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I know for a fact Dak is starting this year. And it is a very clear message. My thing is, I just don't like stuff like that. Like, I didn't like it when the Panthers did it to Cam Newton. I'm not sure if they told him or not, but I didn't like it when they drafted Will Greer. I didn't like it when Green Bay did it to Aaron Rodgers. There have been other examples, but my thing is, like,
have a, like, I don't know their relationship, but I feel like at this point you should have enough respect for Dak, and if you really want him to be your guy, to tell him, like, hey, we want you, but you're not cutting it right now. So we will prepare for the future if we have to, so get it together. This is us preparing for the future right here. So you get it together, so we won't have to.
This ain't that new with Jerry, though.
But yeah, it's not. But this is why I was watching an interview. I can't remember exactly who said it, but it was a GM that said, "You think it's hard to get a superstar player? It's hard. It's just as harder to get backups that's good enough to be a starter." So I see. So I understand them going to get Trey Lance.
There are other options.
A
lot of people got released today.
Yeah.
And also, there are other quarterbacks like Cam Newton who are sitting at home waiting for an opportunity.
I think he's done with that.
But what I'm saying with that is, like, guys that you know that can come in and run an offense if you need them to. Yeah. Run it well enough to where it won't completely sink the ship.
You right.
Then that's all I'm saying. Like, and yeah, Trey Lance is one of those guys. Like, I trust Trey Lance to run an offense well enough to where it won't go completely bad. Like, if everybody else on the offense is good enough, they can carry him. But my thing is, like, trading for Trey Lance and not telling Dak, I feel like that's just a little bit disrespectful. Like, you could have a little bit of respect for Dak and be like, hey, your job is on the line because you're not cutting it right now, but we don't really want to get rid of you, so hey, get it together. So
say he didn't tell him, though? Because Darren is a straight-up dude.
I mean, that's what I heard, that he didn't say anything to that
guy. Darren is a straight-up dude. Like he told his son-in-law or his grandson-in-law, right? He ain't working out.
Yeah,
he your ass go. Got to go.
So, I mean,
marry my granddaughter and you'll be on what? Go out there on the oil fields and run the oil chambers or something. But you're getting off this football team.
I just think that
Detroit ad man. Who married the granddaughter, Dre?
I thought it was Tony Romo.
Tony Romo ain't married. He used to date Jessica Parker.
I don't know. I don't know about their family tree.
Yeah, I mean, I said Jessica Parker, Jessica Simpson. I just think that I don't think it was a problem because it's not, like I said, it's not like you got a quarterback. You got somebody that's if you bring them in, you like, oh yeah, he's competing with Dak. It's more so like Dak is QB1 and he QB2. So I don't have to tell you who I'm gonna put it behind you, unless it was a threat to you. It's not really a threat at this moment.
And then I feel like if it was a threat, then that's what's coaching threat. Him.
Yeah, it's a potential threat.
For Dak, it's like imagine you at your job and you're not doing your job as well as you used to. Like, you're doing good enough, but not as well as you used to. And your boss is like, hey, or your boss don't even come to you and tell you, like, hey, you need to step it up. He just gets another guy and be like, oh yeah, this guy is the potential replacement, just in case I need to. And you're completely blindsided by that. Like, you wouldn't appreciate that.
See, but if this is the thing right here, okay. Yeah, he's a potential replacement to me. But the thing is my margin of knowledge of this job is way better than his job, than him.
I mean, you have the opportunity to keep your job and, like, step it up. But it's still a blind side. Like, I'm just saying, like, for me, it's just a respect thing. Like, can you respect me enough to let me know that I'm not doing well enough? I'm not doing my job good enough in your eyes. Like, you're my boss. Can you tell me that I am not doing good enough? And I will do what I can to do better. And if I'm not, then, I mean, at the end of the day, this is business. That's how it goes. But, like, you can still tell me.
Let me break that down to you. Jerry don't give a damn.
I understand that, but I can.
If
like,
he
that's,
like you, you stay. If he don't like you, you get the
I
fuck
understand
on.
That, but that doesn't mean it's okay.
I mean, it is okay. It's a business at the end of the day. Yeah.
I know that, but I'm just saying, just because it's a business at the end of the day, that doesn't give you the right to be to just be a butthole.
Yeah, I understand that, but okay, let's put it like this. You run the corporation, you got to make them tough decisions, right?
Yeah.
So, just because it's not a nice person to be a GM
Look, like I said earlier, I understand that it's a business, so Jerry ain't got to do nothing. Like, I'm not sitting here trying to tell Jerry what to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, this is what I thought should have happened because I felt what he did was wrong. Like, I'm not saying he has to do anything. So don't take this as me saying, telling Jerry what to do. Jerry's the billion-dollar man, not me. So I'm just saying what I thought. I'm just telling you what I think was the right thing to do, what I thought was better.
And then you really, you know what I'm saying, if the man want to better his team, if he feel like that's a move to better his team,
I agree. Do it.
It's a move. And he don't owe Dax nothing but his motherfucking money.
Yeah, his paycheck.
His paycheck. But my thing is, I don't think the dude came out to be a threat to Dax, because if that's because Dax would just been sitting on the sideline. And he wasn't.
It is a threat.
He called the play.
It is a threat, but it's not the type of threat that you're thinking like, oh, he's here now, your job is completely gone. It's like it's kind of try to motivate Dak to be better.
But that's why I agree with that.
Telling him like,
okay, I can see it that
like,
way.
That's kind of what it is. Like, for this year, you need to. But if he doesn't, then that's letting him know like, hey, I'm giving you your opportunity, but this is your replacement if you don't do it right.
So, I mean, like
and
you
then
say,
Dak coming up for his contract year too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I agree.
25 though, right?
I think it's 25.
It's 25, right?
It might be 25.
I'm not sure. Did he sign in 2020?
Yeah, I think when he came back, 2020 or 21.
It might have been 21.
Yeah, I think it's 25 he come up for the end of his whatever. But I thought Dak was franchised then, though.
They only franchised. Did they franchise that?
I don't think he wanted the franchise.
Yeah, he didn't want the franchise.
I don't think he signed it. He wanted a deal, and they finally gave him one.
Yeah,
and that's my thing. If, like I say, if Jerry like you, you stay. If he don't like you, he ain't cutting no damn deal with you. And it's been like that with the Cowboys since
forever.
Yeah. Bottom line.
Look, we'll have to see. We'll just see how the season plays out.
Look, Lance, what's his name?
Trey Lance.
If Lil Lance don't work out this year,
he's not gonna play this year. Unless Dak gets hurt, he's not playing.
He probably won't
play even if Dak gets hurt. Like, they still got Cooper Rush, right?
From what I heard, they still got
off. So even if Dak gets hurt, Trey Lance probably not playing this year. But I mean, but he did need to get out of that situation. But I'm gonna move on to something else now.
Yeah, because I want to know what happened to the Panthers. What's going on with the quarterback?
We fine.
But one trade that I was a little surprised about, though. Even though it's not really a big trade, but the Saints traded away their kicker, Will Lutz. He's actually one of the better kickers in the league. They traded him to Denver for a 7th-round pick. I think that's a little crazy.
I'm surprised about the Isaiah Simmons trade.
They did trade him. But he wasn't really working out. Like, it's not that he was bad, but he wasn't what he was. Like, a lot of people expected the Panthers to draft him. We drafted Derrick Brown over him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted the Panthers to draft him over Derrick Brown. But he hasn't really done a whole lot.
Like, I would have took him over there.
I know you don't like Derrick Brown.
No shade at Derrick. He's coming along. But I would have took Isaiah only because he's from Clemson. You know, so I would rather have the Clemson guy than the Auburn guy.
At the time, I wanted him because we needed a linebacker.
Yeah.
But after seeing what has happened these past couple years, I'm glad we got Derrick Brown.
To be honest, I would still take him because he's a three-level guy. You can put him at linebacker, DN.
He ain't Michael Parsons.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes. I mean, he's not Michael Parsons. No, I'm not going to say that. But he can be the great value,
like
Michael Parsons.
He can play multiple positions like Michael Parsons, but he's not as good as Michael. He's like nowhere near that level.
But see, that's subjective because Micah Parsons is good because they always got him blitzing, they got him rushing.
So he can play, and we've seen him play at a very high level.
Yeah, but you've never seen
him. He's a better pass rusher than he is a linebacker, but
But Isaiah Simmons is a better linebacker than a pass rusher.
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at his stats, and I'm not excited about this. Now, how many games did he play last year?
I'm not sure how many he played. I don't think he played the whole season, though.
I'm looking right at it. I don't know why I checked. Yeah, he played 16. He missed one game. Okay. And he only started 7 of those games. So he got demoted because he was a starter. His first year, he started 13 games. The next year, he started every single game. Last year, he got demoted. He only started 7
games. They brought what's-his-name in last year?
He still got demoted.
I mean, if you bring in a player that's better than me, I can't help that you're going to start him over me if I already knew he's better than me.
Who did bring it? Who you
talking about? What was the linebacker? Was it from Philly?
I mean, Isaiah Simmons is the only linebacker I know from
the Cardinals.
But
it was somebody else that came.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at this wrong. I'm looking at this completely wrong. All right, so his first year, he played 16 games. He played every game last year. He started 7. His second year, he played 17 games, started 17. His last year in Arizona, he started 17, he played 17, started 13. So I was incorrect with that. I looked at that wrong.
But they still brought somebody in. I'm trying to think, who did they bring in, though? Because there's a linebacker that came in, too. But I mean, I guess he didn't start over him, or he didn't start whatever.
I mean, but I'll take it back, though, because he, now that I'm looking at the stats correct, I thought it started off good, then it got worse each year. Oh, actually, okay. He got better each year. So, except his last year. His second year was better than his last year, but still, he had 99 tackles last year. And honestly, we could use a linebacker to get 99 tackles.
I mean, and they gave him up. They gave him to the Giants for a 7th-round pick.
But there must be a reason you give him up for 7th-round pick.
Because you gotta get. Cause they gotta pay him. You gotta pay him next year.
Well,
I guess we'll see. Have to see what he do with the Giants.
That's what I say. We'll see.
Cause look at think about the Giants. The Giants got a defense. They got all their players is basically the same. Like Isaiah Simmons, they can be plucked and plucked around.
Yeah, I know. I picked Washington to come in second. But it might actually end up being the Giants. Now, I still think Washington is going to be a good competitive team, but
I'm going to be honest with you. Go ahead, finish what you're saying.
I'm just saying the Giants might come in at second.
You know, just because you're thinking about switching the Giants.
I can't switch it now. I'm just saying, I'm just not as confident in my list anymore.
Oh, I've been after. I was saying thinking yesterday, the other day is, we should have waited until after preseason to do.
Would have been able to do all. It would have taken us too long. It would have took us too long.
Because I think now as I seen preseason, I seen a lot of different stuff out there, and I'm like, woo.
Well, a lot of people
like this though.
Yeah.
Like the Jaguars.
Oh, they win in a division. I told y'all. Yeah. I told y'all this from day one that they was winning a division.
Did I pick who I picked to win?
You didn't pick the Jaguars. You were arguing against me.
I know I put them in second though.
Who else in their division? They the AFC Houston. South. They got Houston Colts. Yeah. They don't got the Colts. Do they got the Colts?
Titans.
Yeah, Houston Colts Titans. Yeah. I think you chose the Titans.
Yeah, I think I got the Titans.
The Titans are coming in last. I don't know what. No, I had Houston last. The Titans are coming in third.
What are we talking about?
AFC South. Is that the first time? Oh, no. Another team I'm confident in is I got the Steelers coming in I got the Bengals coming in fourth.
That is crazy.
But Duke, you might get them coming in first, but you the record you got them is 9-8.
That's a winning record. I don't expect them to go like 13-4 or something. I just expect them to win their division.
Who I got them as?
We both got them as third. And the Texans is the Texans.
At fourth.
Yeah, all three.
Yeah, all of us had the Texans at fourth. Yeah. I think I gave him 3 wins.
You gave him 2.
Oh.
I gave him 3. Trey gave him 4.
I got faith with CJ. Yeah. He was named the starter.
He has gotten better each week, I will say that.
I told y'all the Seahawks wasn't going to do deadly squad. Didn't I tell y'all?
I didn't even pay too much attention to them during the preseason. So I'm not sure about them. What record did I get them?
You gave them a 9-8.
Did I put them second or third?
You gave them 11. No, actually, you put them in third. And gave them 6-11.
Oh, God, hell. That's
you had,
no.
I had more faith
No. You put them in third and gave
okay.
them 6-11.
Okay, I was going to say, that's weird. Like,
you what gave a 9-8, Trey.
Who, the Seahawks?
Yeah.
But I got the 49ers winning that, though, right? The division.
We all got the 49ers.
Yeah, I
don't
got the
49ers
winning that division.
Because I know that I got faith in Geno. Cause they wrote him off. And he said he ain't right back. So that's been my motto with Geno since then. So,
yeah, it's gonna be a motto. I was looking at them. I was like, what?
What about the AFC North?
AFC North. Hold on, I think that's the first pick we did.
I think we did AFC North.
See y'all. Here we go. Third. But, you got the Bengals. Did you see them?
Yeah, I know I had them coming in first.
Yeah. Did you see them, though?
Yeah. I still think they're coming in first.
Oh, okay. He won't
Did I put the Steelers second or third?
You put the Steelers third.
Third. With what record? Oh, I probably got the Ravens coming in second.
I think I got Baltimore winning. I got the Browns winning the division.
I think you had
number 2. I got Ravens winning.
You said Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna be honest, I'm on the fence with that whole thing.
Me too.
Because I think the crazy thing is, I think that this might be the first time that they all might make the playoffs.
I want to see that, actually. I've always wanted to see 4 teams in one division make the playoffs.
I think that might be the first time that they do it.
I gave the whole team the same record, 7-10.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because...
I
was looking at
If
that.
They all may had a 7-10 record, I think that actually they might actually be able to slide into the playoffs with that, all 4 of them.
Nah, not all 4 of them. Yeah. Somebody going to get... Cause
how many playoff teams they got? It's 16 each, right? No.
No.
That wouldn't... It's not possible.
It's eight each. Yeah.
So you got 3 other divisions, so 3 other teams guaranteed to get in.
Uh-huh.
And then you and got how many 4 other teams do we expect?
4 at-large teams. So.
And then...
You got to think about, like, the Jets, a division.
That's
the Jets.
Right, because we got multiple teams in there that look good. The Chiefs and the Chargers both look good.
Yeah.
We're missing one division. Oh, well, only one team out of the AFC South is going to the playoffs. So,
y'all think that's the Panthers?
That's the NFC
Panthers
South.
NFC South. And yes, the Panthers are going to the playoffs because they're winning their division this year.
Yeah, we're
going to
win our division. Yeah,
and I'm sick of all these analysts disrespecting us.
I got y'all winning y'all division.
Mm-hmm. The rest of our division is trash.
The Saints.
Like I said, I gave them 3 wins, didn't I? I know I didn't get it. 4. Oh.
Trey gave him 3.
Who?
The Saints.
No, you gave him 7. Trey gave him 7-10. Ooh. You saying they can make it to the playoffs, right?
They ain't making it to the playoffs.
Oh, I never said the Saints was going to make it to the playoffs.
Only one team in the NFC South is going to the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's us with that 12-5.
How many did I give us? I don't think I
gave us. I gave us 12-5.
That's too many. Oh,
I have more faith than y'all. I gave y'all 13-4.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I gave us, I gave us 11-6.
You gave us 12-5. 12-5.
I said 12-5?
Yeah.
I'm not in 12-5 right now.
Because I remember I said either 12-5, 11-6. Because
I've had 9-8 now.
What game was it? It was one game that I was like, I'm on the fence. I don't know if we can win that or lose that game.
Well,
I don't know. For me, at this point, there's a lot of games that I'm like that because I'm not confident in our offense at all.
Although I do like
Jonathan Mingo. I gave him their division.
Yeah.
I didn't give it to the Bills.
No.
I thought I gave it to the Bills. What record I gave the Bills?
13-4.
And what record I gave the Jets?
14-3.
That's not going to happen. What was I thinking? Mm-hmm. Well, one of them two going to win that division.
But did y'all see the Dolphins?
I think I gave them third place or fourth. I gave them third place.
But did y'all see them in the playoffs, though?
I'm not worried about the Dolphins. I don't think they're going to be. They're going to be a competitive team, but not league. The chances of them making it to the playoffs are low because,
like we said,
at least three teams from the AFC North is going
to. I'm
going
to tell you somebody who looks good.
The New England Patriots.
No. I would never say that. The Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
They look good with DJ Moore.
They come in, I don't know where I put them, but at this point, I got them coming in second in their division. Where I put the AFC, NFC North.
No, you got, yeah.
I said Detroit first.
Yeah, you got the Lions first.
And I got Chicago second?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Who I got then?
You got Chicago first.
Yeah.
Then Vikings.
Hey.
Then the Vikings and Packers. I know I gave the Packers very low wins. Yeah. The Vikings are not going to be good.
And the crazy thing is, Jordan Love looked better than I expected him to.
Yeah, I still don't know about him. I'm going to wait until the season starts to make a decision on him.
This is going to be a wild season.
This is going to be a hell of a
season. It could be better than last year. Last year was really good.
This year is going to be
I really want a surprise Super Bowl win this year. Like, I don't want to see a team that's won one recently.
Yeah, that ain't gonna be.
It's not.
Got a bunch of young boys, got a bunch of energy coming out on these teams, and it's going down.
You know what'll be the surprise of all if the Lions win the Super Bowl?
I'm actually gonna be mad about that. I'm rooting for the Lions, like, because you know I like the Lions, but I'll be mad if they win this year.
Yeah, they win the Super Bowl.
Let's go ahead and pick our Super Bowl picks, because I tried to a while ago and y'all didn't let me do it.
Because it's still way too early.
No, it's not.
It is.
We're 1 week away from the football season. Y'all can pick at least one team.
Do that in the middle. We need to pick Super Bowl.
You can pick one now, but you can change it in the middle. I know my pick will probably change in the middle of the season. So I don't just pick one now. Who do you think could win it all right
now? I ain't even gonna pick that. You know who I'm picking.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, aside from the Cowboys.
I don't care if it's the middle of the end or whatever until the end of the season. I'm picking
the Stars. Well, Trey, who do you think could win the Super Bowl this year?
It's so many great teams out there that's looking real nice. Just to ruffle some feathers, I think Washington can win the Super Bowl.
You're lying.
I said to ruffle some feathers. Just to ruffle the feathers. I'm a Cowboys fan. of course, I think my Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Yeah,
the Chiefs. I was about to say, my boy Patrick Mahomes, he can win him another Super Bowl.
They ain't gonna win this year. They look like stupid.
They'll be in contention, but they're not winning.
Nah, the Bills can win. I think that's what I really think can win it is the Bills.
They scare me a little bit. Because they were supposed to win last year.
Yeah, and then they got dominated.
Yeah.
That's the thing about, that's the beauty of the NFL. You can feel like this team is destined. And then they go on a three-game losing streak.
And then you're like, what happened?
Yeah. And then some people get their mojo back, some people can't.
Yeah.
So,
for me, right now, I know I picked the Bills last year. I'm actually going to pick them again. My top three picks are Bills, Jets, and Eagles. But I'm going to choose the Bills. I believe this is a team that can get themselves together. Josh Allen just got to stop it with the interceptions, and they need to change the way they play for, play on offense a little bit. I think they need to become a little bit more pass-heavy and stop relying on the run, especially when you don't have a number one running back. So they need to, I think they should become pass-heavy a little bit more. And Josh Allen, just stop it with the design runs for Josh Allen. Like, just let him run if he needs to, or if for whatever reason he decides that he wanted to. But there's no need for any more design runs for them. But, yeah, I got the, I'm picking the Bills right now to win the Super Bowl.
So, I'm going to have to say, I changed my order. It's Eagles, Bills.
I didn't say mine in any particular order.
Oh, God, I thought you did. I was just, but I think the Eagles really could be the one, because Eagles is the only team that really didn't lose much, but basically.
That's why I didn't pick them, though. Because we've seen it multiple times where a team didn't lose much, and they had a horrible year.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but we got to remember that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, if they would have won the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts would have been the MVP because he played tremendous.
He did. There's literally no other pick on their team that shoot. Like, this wasn't like other Super Bowls where, like, the Rams Super Bowl where you had Cooper Kupp or Odell Beckham. Like,
yeah.
He very clearly was the best player on their team that day.
He was really the best player on the in the game, period.
Jalen Hurts?
No. Odell Beckham.
No, he plays the Ravens.
Okay. He went to Baltimore.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have to ruffle the Cowboys fans again. I think the Eagles could win the Super Bowl.
Boom.
You know I got Cowboys coming in fourth in a division.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
What I got them... I gotta have them coming. I got the Giants coming fourth and them coming third.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think you got us coming second, Trey.
Nah, I ain't got y'all second, because I got Washington coming second.
I don't think you gave Washington that much faith.
I did, because I think they're doing better with Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, you got a third.
No.
You do got
Sam Howell, the guy, the missing piece. I actually just saw Ron Rivera said he regret not playing Sam Howell earlier, and that was something people kept telling him from the beginning of the season. Play that man. Yeah. Sam Howell is a good quarterback, and he's going to help them this year.
Tar Heel Nation, stand up. Let's ride.
I take it back.
Also, you know, we are Tar Heel strong here.
Nobody cares about the Tar Heels, especially during football season, unless your name is Travis. Oh, I forgot his last name. My bad, Travis. Shaw. That's his name, Travis Shaw. Unless your name is Travis Shaw. Only UNC Chapel Hill person I care about. Oh, yeah, my heart goes out to the teacher that lost their life this week. I think it was on Monday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. It's a terrible thing. It's sad that we're still going through that.
Yeah.
So.
It puts everybody on high alert. And, you know, how can you learn on high alert like that?
Yeah.
And it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, like the young lady said, that her teacher just went into protect mode. Of their classroom. So he started pushing everything up against the doors. So they was in there trembling and scared. And you shouldn't have to.
Should not have
to. Further your education scared. Because that's going to make a lot of people not want to go to college because of that.
And it's, I'm glad this wasn't one of the ones where multiple people lost their lives. I hate that anybody lost their life.
Mm.
But this could have been much worse. So, like. We really need to do better, like, because this is ridiculous that this keeps happening every year. And a lot of people treat it like it's something that's normal, like it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to happen.
It's not.
No, it's You're not correct. Supposed to happen.
It's not
but supposed I, to happen. And I'm not discrediting the situation or but in this situation, I think this situation is kind of different because I think this was somewhat somebody with a vendetta to get to with their teacher. It wasn't a more so like, I'm gonna shoot the school up type thing.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't happen.
Yeah, it shouldn't happen at all.
People shouldn't be losing their lives over stupid stuff. Like,
yeah,
I don't that teacher didn't do nothing to you. That teacher wasn't harming you. Now, if they were. I mean, you're supposed to go to the authorities, let them know, and the teacher will lose their job. but, like, it's too early. Come on. I'm just saying, like, from what you're saying, I'm just saying, like, this should not happen. Like,
yeah.
Nobody should have to go to school worrying that they might get shot.
Trying to learn one, two, three,
like, they did nothing to anybody. They're just sitting there, and they have to worry that they get shot. Like, we should not have to live in a world like that.
And it's a shame before God, because who are you to take somebody's life, man? Mm-hmm. And it's just a shame, and it's hurtful. And then it's just not a school thing; it's a worldwide. Everybody ought to be concerned about it. It's not nothing that should, like you say, that we should expect. Oh, something gonna happen to the colleges? You know, we shouldn't expect that shit.
No. And it's definitely not looked down upon hard enough, in my opinion.
Me too.
Because I've heard people try to defend people like that, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, somebody just lost their life, and you're trying to defend somebody that decided that they want to play God? Like, it's not cool.
Well, we know he going to hell, along with going to jail, because they did their job. They damn sure caught him. They damn sure caught him. And that was good, fast acting. I hate that teacher lost his life, but you know what I'm saying? That was good, fast acting that they caught him.
Mm-hmm. We gotta watch that guy, though. Because, you know, they said he was a graduate student.
In psychology?
Nah, he was a graduate student for something with engineering matter. Something like some big-time stuff, like engineering, neuroscience, something matter. So they saying that they want, he was a graduate student from LSU, and he was he already got three other degrees in.
So why was he there?
Because he's a graduate student. He was studying mechanical engineering, something. And he, you know, no shade at what I'm about to say next, because I don't know, I mean, I'm not trying to say this to
offend anybody.
Yeah, to offend anybody or to ruffle anybody feathers, you know, but he's also got a degree from a school in China, and so they saying that, you know, what's his ties to China? But, you know, I don't have any problem with the Asian community, but I'm just saying that's what their questioning is too. Like, what was he doing here?
I mean, we get a lot of.
I don't think that's important to this.
We get a lot of.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's what they were asking. Like, as far as, because they saying when they went to search his house, the people said he don't stay there. They've never seen him in the neighborhood or nothing.
That probably just means he's, well, I don't know, but.
So where do he live?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all they wondering. Like,
did he just fly here for that?
No. He's enrolled into Chapel Hill, but they're saying that he's not. He doesn't stay at that apartment, at the house that they caught, that they locked him up at. The people in the neighborhood said they've never seen him before.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he came here to do a plot for China or nothing. I'm not saying that or anything. I'm just saying that's what they're wondering. Like, where do you stay at if you don't stay in this house that they caught you in? Like.
Well, you know, that could have been a place that he just ran to.
Yeah.
And the people probably called 911 saying, "Ass here, come and get him."
Yep, come and get him right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad they called him. I know he can take somebody else's life.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. And in a way, I hate to say it like this, but I'm glad he wasn't able to take his life, so he wouldn't have to face the consequences.
Yeah, because you see what that dude did in Jacksonville.
At the Dollar General. What, them young people in the Dollar General working, and you go in there and shoot them.
Yeah. I actually didn't. I mean, I heard about that, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, my heart goes out to them young, them parents, man. 22 years old.
He sent a memorandum to his family, and the police basically said he was, he hate black people. And he was going to kill as many niggas as possible.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That is terrible.
Yeah.
I can't help God bought out baby brown. I'm brown. That's the color of my skin.
Yeah.
That's not how my heart is. And that was terrible, man. That was terrible. First, they said he went to the Family Dollars in a tech uniform, suited up, and they showed it. Him and the Family Dollars with the gun.
Yeah.
I don't know what changed his mind to leave the Family Dollars and go to the Dollar General, but he did. And, you know, thank them kids in there trying to get their last little bit of college money, last little check, yeah, go to school, and they don't even get to make it because some guy, because they are black. Come on, don't do that.
And then he was right there by HBCU, across the street from HBCU.
Yeah. And then he took it on like
worse.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you want to kill yourself, kill yourself.
I told Don, and I didn't say this in a joking manner, but he was one. He gives me that vibe, like, with all how everything played out. He had a bad day. He said, fuck it today. And so, I'm going to take somebody with me. And that'll be my way of going out. Is I kill somebody and come with me, and then I kill myself. And, you know, that's a coward move anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Face your consequences.
Yeah. Because you're going to hell. You're going to burn four times. For yourself and them three you kill. You're going to burn. That's just not. And then, you know, that's just terrible, man.
Yeah.
You can't even go nowhere. You can't even go to the Dollar General. Come on. The Dollar General?
It's wow. This world is...
It's a shame. It's a shame before God. It's a shame.
And people still try to defend people like that.
What's to defend about it?
That part.
Because it's an open and shut case. You did it, you gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Well, we hate to end the podcast on a sad note, but... that was something that need to be said. But that's all we got for you today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey. As always, Tar Heel Nation, let's ride.
Trey, you made it even worse.
And I'm Auntie Mommy. Go Cowboys.
Dude, that's go, crazy.
This is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.
Tar Heel Nation, let's ride.